Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Jeff Herron shares what God has been doing in his life.
Within the Catholic faith, we speak about the three foundational pillars that help to define and or develop our treasured beliefs. Those three pillars are sacred scripture, sacred tradition, and sacred authority. Today, I want us to reflect on sacred scripture, or the Bible. Do you own a Bible? If you do, do you know where your Bible is located right now? Apart from hearing and or reading scripture during a Mass, when was the last time that you opened your copy of Holy Writ? You see, I was reared as a Protestant, and I was taught that we believed in scripture alone, or sola scriptura. I wasn't brought up with the blessings and the help of sacred tradition and sacred authority to stand alongside sacred scripture. Today, I recognize what a shame and disadvantage that was for me. However, it did produce within me a great appreciation for the Bible. The disciplines of Bible reading, scripture memory, praying the scriptures, and the study of God's Word were developed within me and have provided great assistance for me throughout my faith journey. And the Bible helped immensely during my journey toward and into Catholicism. It helped and continues to inform my Catholic faith and my Catholic identity. And I thank the Lord for this reality. Recently, I came across a quote by St. Jerome. St. Jerome was the one who translated the scriptures into Latin. Think of the hours. No, really, months that he poured over and immersed himself in the words, phrases, and stories from the pages of sacred scripture. I am so enamored by what St. Jerome did with translating the Bible that I almost forgot to share his prominent quote. You will want to write down and or memorize what he had to say. Ready? St. Jerome said, "To be ignorant of scripture is to be ignorant of Christ." That bears repeating. To be ignorant of Scripture is to be ignorant of Christ. If you are listening to this reflection, most likely you are desiring intimacy with Jesus, not ignorance, and that makes me glad. The psalmist said in Psalm 119:11, "I treasure your word in my heart, so that I may not sin against you." While living in the greater Phoenix area years ago, I had a realtor friend named Gary. At times, he would buy a house solely for the purpose of resale with profit in mind. One time, after reselling a house, he asked the banker to give him his monetary proceeds in cash. He placed the large sum of money in a sizable briefcase and headed for home. Once at home, he hailed his family to the kitchen table. When they were each around the table, he opened the briefcase to show his wide-eyed wife and children the cash. And then he said, "This is why I do this business." Then he returned to the bank and deposited the money. Do you and I treasure God's word like a briefcase filled with $100 notes? Let's hear it again. I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." No doubt each of us, while hunting or camping, have walked during the dark of night using a lantern or a flashlight in order to light our pathway. Light dispels darkness. Even a small amount of light can assist us to find our way when it is dark. Sometimes spiritually, we're in the dark. God's Word has the capacity and ability to cause the darkness to dissipate and to make the way clear to us. But of course, we must crack open the good book and permit the truths of Scripture to permeate our thoughts, words, and prayers. I know I'm repeating myself, but do you know where your Bible is? David, one of the popular and great psalm writers, had this to say about God's Word in Psalm 19:10. Your word is sweeter than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. One of my favorite ways to enjoy honey is to drizzle a fair amount of the sweet, sticky stuff on a buttered, warm piece of homemade bread. I bet right about now your mouth is starting to water, isn't it? Friend, when was the last time you sensed your spirit craving for the sweet, sweet truth of God's Word? As we conclude this meditation, let me pray with you Psalm 19:7 through 11. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and Saint Jerome, please pray with us and please pray for us as we pray these sacred, inspired words. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.